daughter of judge overseeing Donald Trump's case worked on Biden-Harris campaign. By Christina Wong on April 4, 2023. The daughter of the judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's case worked on the Biden-Harris campaign, according to a report as well as an online search. Judge Juan Merchan's daughter is Loren Merchan, president and partner of Authentic Campaigns, a company that runs digital campaigns for Democrat candidates, according to Merchan's archived LinkedIn account. The company's website has a testimonial from Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, which states, "We partner with our clients to build award-winning online programs for progressive campaigns." According to Merchan's archived LinkedIn account, she worked as the Director of Digital Persuasion for Kamala Harris for the People from February 2019 through December 2019, which was during the 2020 presidential election. And according to the company's website, the Biden-Harris campaign was also a client. Merchan's LinkedIn account was disabled following a report by Gateway Pundit, which first reported on her work history. 1. Loren M. LinkedIn. Archive April 4, 2023 12:07 and 14 seconds UTC. A Twitter account linked to Merchan also appeared to be deleted. Donald Trump posted on Truth Social Tuesday morning in response to the report. "Very unfair venue, with some areas that voted 1% Republican. This case should be moved to nearby Staten Island. Would be a very fair and secure location for the trial. Additionally, the highly partisan judge and his family are well-known Trump haters. He was an unfair disaster on a previous Trump-related case. Wouldn't recuse, gave horrible jury instructions, and impossible to deal with during the witch trial hunt. His daughter worked for Kamala and now the Biden-Harris campaign. Kangaroo Court." Eric Trump, the former president's son, tweeted, "They are all hand-picked. It is all prearranged. This corruption is on a different level." Judge Merchan presided over a previous Trump-related case involving the Trump Organization and its former chief financial officer Alan Weisselberg. During that case, Merchan said he would not allow Trump Organization attorneys to accuse Manhattan prosecutors of targeting the company out of animus for Trump, according to CBS News. "I will not allow you in any way to bring up a selective prosecution claim, or claim this is some sort of novel prosecution," he reportedly said, adding he would have very little patience at trial any questions that are not in a good faith basis. Merchan sentenced Weisselberg to 5 months in prison and ordered the Trump Organization to pay a $1.6 million fine, the maximum under state law, according to Fox News. Merchan is also the judge presiding over the fraud case against Steve Bannon in relation to the We Build the Wall organization, the outlet reported. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.